you have a childhood wound of abandonment, which a lot of us do, because that was my childhood wound, where you feel like now I have to overprove myself to show that I'm worthy, or I have to do for people and constantly overgive and overexert my energy and push my energy out because I don't feel like I'm enough. I don't feel like I'm worthy of love because I wasn't shown that. I always was shown that I had to do in order to receive. You know, it wasn't always just given to me, you know? Welcome to the Sacred Sanctuary, a space for women seeking to embrace their feminine energy while journeying through healing and self-love. I'm your host, Sharde, and welcome. First of all, I was supposed to do this a month ago, and I have been kind of like beating myself up because I have been so like on myself about sticking to my commitments and honoring my commitments, but sis has been busy. So I was thinking about it tonight and I kind of had some time where I was just like, maybe I should do my episode. And then I was like, no, I'm tired. I want to relax. It's raining outside. Like, I really just want to like lay down and relax. And self was like, no. Get your ass up and go do what you gotta do because this is a commitment that you made. So here I am. I'm super excited to be here. Literally, I have been going over today's topic in my head for the last couple of weeks, and I know that it's been something that I want to talk about, but I was just trying to figure out how I wanted to present it. And I like literally was just like, you know what? You already know so much about this topic. So you're just going to get up there and you're going to talk. So if at any point you feel like I am all over the place, please forgive me because there is no script. I am literally just coming straight from soul today, straight from my being energy. And I'm excited because I feel like from that place, you guys will get everything that you need. So the topic of the day is going to be manifestation. I consider myself a master manifester. And first of all, let me just say, we all are manifestors. There is not a particular person or group of people that can manifest. No, we're all manifesting every day, every moment. And that is whether we're doing it intentionally or unintentionally. And a lot of us are doing it unintentionally, unconsciously, and we're all wondering why things are showing up in our lives or why the same patterns are repeating themselves over and over again, or why you keep ending up with the same type of man after you done prayed and prayed and prayed, this is what I want. But the energy is, listen, the energy is key when it comes to manifestation. So let's dive into it, right? So I want to get into how we are manifesting every moment, every day. Your vibration, and what I mean by your vibration is your emotion, your energy, your thoughts are creating your vibration. Not your words, but your energy, the emotions, and the thoughts that are all merging together, that's create. So for example, think about it like this, right? Let's say you are the girl who is always overgiving, overloving, always showing up for people in your relationships. And you keep getting cheated on in every relationship. You keep feeling like, why do I do so much? Why am I always overgiving? I love so hard. I love so hard. Why is it that they don't get it? Why can't I find my person? I was cis. And I can admit that. I can admit that now, especially after going through the healing and the realization and the awareness, because that awareness, once it hits and you realize that I'm the problem, it's a start to a beautiful journey, right? Because once you are aware that you are creating and you are co-creating in this life, then you realize that you have the power to shift your reality and to shift the narrative. So let's just talk about how you're constantly attracting these same situationships or same types of people through different experiences, right? So let's say you have a childhood wound of abandonment, which a lot of us do, because that was my childhood wound, where you feel like now I have to overprove myself to show that I'm worthy, or I have to do for people and constantly overgive and overexert my energy and push my energy out because I don't feel like I'm enough. I don't feel like I'm worthy of love because I wasn't shown that. I always was shown that I had to do in order to receive. You know, it wasn't always just given to me, you know? And that's a big thing that I see a lot of people struggle with. And you'd be surprised at how many people have that abandonment or that lack of self-love, self-worth wound. So when you have that type of childhood wound and you have not addressed it and you have not healed it, it shows up as codependency in your relationships. It shows up as clinginess, as needy, as neediness, as you're always seeking external validation. You're always trying to get people to love you. If I could just get this person to love me, if I could just find the person to love me, then I'll be complete. Then I'll be happy. No. If you continue searching for happiness and completion and love outside of yourself, you will never find it. It is a road that never ends. So you need to realize here now and in this moment, in order for my life to change, I have to change. And by changing, I need to consciously become aware of what is going on subconsciously within me. And the only way that you can realize that is when it comes up, when something comes up within you, instead of pushing it down and trying to run away from it, deal with it. And how do you deal with it? You put your attention on it. You don't judge yourself. You don't sit there and why me? And if you need to cry, cry. Get those emotions out, but deal with the emotions, because the longer you allow the emotions to persist, and they're literally living in our cells. You know what I mean? The pain lives in our cells. The more we keep it down and we don't deal with it, it lives within us. And what happens is it continues to cycle, right? So if I show up and I say, I want to attract a loving partner, somebody who loves me unconditionally, somebody who treats me like a princess, somebody who gives me the world, somebody who, like, just romanticizing even these fictitious Instagram relationships or these Disney movies or whatever have you, whatever your ideal is. We have this thing where we feel like, okay, if I can just get this perfect person, then all of my problems, everything in my life that's wrong will change, and it's just gonna fix itself through this person. This is the rub, right? Because people think that I can just say affirmations and I can go out and I can just pray and I can ask God or I can ask the universe, this is what I want, this is what I need, can you provide it? And then you get frustrated because it's not coming, and then you're attracting this new person that you're falling in love with in 2 days and you're like, this is it, this is the one God sent me, thank you so much. And then 3 weeks down the line, he's just showing you all the reasons, just mirroring all the things that you have subconsciously within yourself that you need to heal, right? Those abandonment issues are coming out. That codependency is coming out. And then you're wondering, why is this happening? I ask God, I ask the universe to bring me this person, and I don't understand why I keep getting the same thing. And you're getting the same things because you have not shifted the inner vibration. You have not healed that energy inside of you that's constantly recreating the same story, right? So you can tell yourself, oh, I'm worthy, and I'm worthy of self-love, and I love myself, I'm worthy of a loving partner. But subconsciously, if you haven't healed the part of you that says that I'm not worthy of love, that I'm not this person that I project myself to be, then you can't lie. You can't lie to the universe. You can't trick the universe. Like, it knows you. And it's not even about your words, it's about the energy. So if I'm going out and I'm saying, this is what I want, but vibrationally, energetically, no, you don't. No, you're not worthy. You remember when Tyrone did that thing to you 2 years ago? He did the same thing that Brad did 5 years ago. You know what? Remember Billy the Kid, when he did X, Y, and Z to you? It was the same thing that Tyrone and Brad did. Why do I keep getting these things? Listen, that's the energy. So what we have to realize in these moments when the same patterns are constantly recreating themselves in our lives, we have to figure out what it is within us that we need to heal to attract better. Because when you heal your core wounds, or when you heal certain things within you that's attracting certain things, then your life starts to change, because you're no longer replaying the same script mentally, subconsciously, because we create from our subconscious, and our subconscious is where our beliefs are held. So when you get to the place where you can acknowledge and become aware of what's coming up, what your subconscious mind is continuously projecting, then you realize, I have the power to create the life of my dreams. And sis, when we get there, I'm probably hella loud, but when we get there, oh my God, it's beautiful. It's beautiful because, man, you start to look at life like everything that I've been through has led me to this moment right here, right now. And I realize that I have the power to create the change. I have the power to be the change that I want to see in the world. So it's a beautiful thing. Now, the second step to that, to realizing like, okay, this is my problem. This is something that I need to work on. How do I become aware that this is something I need to work on? And how you become aware of what you need to fix in your life is by presence. And by presence, I mean living in the now moment, not the future, not over here anxiously creating a story that may never happen, and not living in the past, recreating the same emotions. You know what happens, right? And this is why people continue to go through the same thing over and over again, and we're recreating the same vibration, right? So let's say, for example, you go back to the feeling that you had with Brad, right? And Brad did you so wrong. He cheated on you. He emotionally abused you. He was just such a narcissist. He did not value you at all, right? So you tell yourself, I got over Brad, I'm strong, and kudos to you for moving on from that. But how do I stop attracting Brad, right? But if you go into every single situation and you're hoping, like here we have our affirmations, and then we have the subconscious of the things that we did not heal yet. So in the back of our mind, we're playing the emotions that Brad made us feel, right? It's because I haven't healed it. So now the emotions still resonate within me. So I'm looking at this new situation and I have this hope. But then subconsciously, I'm thinking, damn, I hope he doesn't do me like Brad did me. And now I'm reliving those emotions. Like, shoot, now I'm thinking like, let me do all these things to make sure that he's not Brad, or I don't get treated the same way that I did before. And what's happening is, because your attention and your focus is on that vibration and you're feeling all of the things that you felt when you were with Brad, you're recreating them. Because we only create in the here and now. The presence is where creation happens. The presence is where everything is manifested, right? So if you continue to take emotions from the past that you don't resonate with, that you no longer want, and you put them in your now moment, then what you're doing is you're creating your future from those emotions. And if you don't want that, you have to stop, like immediately stop. And how do you become aware that you need to stop is, like I said, through presence. And how do you become aware of the presence is through like practices like meditation, or just sitting there, learning how to sit in stillness, to be in stillness and shift your mind, right? Shift your mind in every moment to what's happening right here, right now, in this moment. And when you can do that, like maybe you need to, like sometimes I might pinch myself or scratch myself or something, like I'm here right now. I'll try to pinpoint certain things that I see in the environment that I'm in. And then it's just like, okay, I'm here. I'm now. What am I feeling? How do I feel? And when you start doing that self-inquiry, you're like, okay, I feel good. All right, why do I feel good? I just feel good because I'm not really thinking about anything. And we'll notice that when we're in a space where we're not just thinking and our mind isn't ruminating about something that's super unimportant, because nothing ever is that important, then we realize like, okay, now is the perfect time for me to create. And also, when you're in those states, in that presence, and something does come up, let's say you're sitting there and you're watching a movie and you're just being present, and in the movie, some girl gets cheated on and she's crying, and you start resonating like, oh my God, I remember when Brad did that to me. And it's like, stop. Do not go down that slippery slope. acknowledge, like, oh, yeah, this is how I'm feeling. These emotions are coming up, but hey, I'm not my emotions because this is not happening right here, right now. And I am not my mind because my mind, I'm watching my mind think these thoughts. But if I'm watching my mind think these thoughts, then I can't possibly be my mind. So now that I have this information and I see what's going on within my body and within my mind, I am going to allow it. Don't try to resist it. Because resistance is just going to continue. It's just going to continue. It's just going to continue. It's just going to live in your body on a cellular level. And it's going to continue. What you do is you give it your full awareness. Pause the movie. Sit with the emotions. Huh. Why do I feel like this? Watch it. Watch the feeling in your heart. Feel the emotions. Feel the pressure in your heart chakra. And just like literally allow yourself. If you have to cry, cry. Because what's happening, and our body talks to us all the time, what's happening is your body is trying to get you to release those emotions, release those feelings, and then look at the thought and literally look at the thought and reframe it, right? So you've sat there and you've allowed yourself to feel the emotions, right? And eventually the emotions will pass. And that's how you know that you're not your emotions, because emotions are constantly changing. So I can't possibly be something that constantly is changing because I'm always aware. So I am that's aware, right? So as soon as the feeling subsides and you allow it to just go and allow it to just be, and you breathe, you know, do some breathing exercises, breathe it out. Look at the thought and reframe it. Oh, Brad made me feel like I wasn't worthy. Brad made me feel like I didn't mean anything. I mean everything. I'm so important. I'm worthy of love. Now you get a chance to reframe it in the present moment. That's when you get to heal it, right? Because you're now allowing yourself to feel the emotions, and then you're also giving yourself permission to go back to a place and reframe what it is that made you think that I'm not worthy or I don't feel good enough. And oftentimes when we are made aware of something like that, we'll go back to the situations where we saw it appear in our lives multiple times. And then we'll go far enough back to realize where it started. And it's like, oh, I feel like maybe my mom was always so busy that I never really got the attention that I wanted. And the only way I got attention was by doing something like making her some coffee or doing something like doing a trick or something to get her attention, because she didn't give me the attention. I'm just giving an example, because even our parents, and this is another whole nother topic, but everybody's just operating from their conditioned mind. So people are doing the best that they can. And even you, you're doing the best that you can. So always kind of give yourself that grace and cut yourself some slack. Like, nobody's perfect. And this is just like, we all just kind of came here to figure out what the hell we're doing here. And once we figure that out and we align with our purpose, then it's just like, I hope y'all heard me all this time because my mic is very poly. But once we figure out that, then it's like, hell, I don't have to be so hard on myself. I can give myself grace. Like, it is what it is. Life is gonna life regardless. But as long as I am in the present moment and I'm constantly working on being the best version of me, then that's good enough for me. And so, yeah, the whole point of the matter is realizing that when we are intentionally, consciously manifesting and we are putting our intention out there and we're not getting what we want, we have to look within ourselves to see where there is resistance, where there is conflict, because you can't have two different polarities trying to create because they're just going to do this. So you can't on one hand say, this is what I want. I want this. And then on the other hand, I'm not worth it. I can't do it. And it's just like they're constantly going to oppose each other. So you have to get into alignment within yourself. So your words, which mean nothing to the universe, means nothing to creation, right? Because your words are just words. But the emotion, the feeling, the vibration that is aligned and that accompany those words, that is what's going to create. And as long as you are in vibrational alignment with what it is that you want, you will get it. And you have to know in the moment that you ask that it's already done. Because oftentimes people say, well, I said I'm going to be this and I'm going to et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this is, I'm going to do this in the future. And in 5 years, I'm going to have this. And it's like, yeah, that's cool and all. And as long as you continue pushing it out there, that's where it's going to stay. Because we only create in the present moment. So if and when you decide that you want something, in that moment, you have to know that it's a fact, right? Because ask and you shall receive. And the law doesn't lie. But you have to be in vibrational alignment with it, which means that I have to already be the person that I need to be to get that or to get this. So if it is love you're searching for, you have to look for it within yourself. Because if you don't realize right now that you have everything that you need within you, the love, all the love that you need is within you, then you're always going to end up hitting a brick wall and ending up feeling void. Because you're always going to be looking for something on the outside that's lived within you since you were born. And that goes for anything. Happiness too. Like, some people think that I have to have a lot of money, or when I get a lot of money, or when I buy this house, or when I get X, Y, and Z, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be successful. And then oftentimes when people get those things, they realize that they're not as happy as they thought they would be, or they're happy for a moment. And then it's just so fleeting. Like, wait, what? I thought when I got this, I was just going to be fulfilled and I was going to be so happy. And it's like, no, you have to already be that. And the material things or whatever it is that you're manifesting, that would just be like, huh, I knew that was coming. Like, okay. And it doesn't change who you are, because who you are is solidified, like, inside. So nothing on the outside can ever validate who you are on the inside, because you are already that validation. But I'm just saying this to say, if you think that getting something is going to make you feel a certain type of way, you're going to end up disappointed every single time, because you have to already be it within you, you know? So there's that. So I know I was just talking about manifestation in regards to relationships and how, you know, healing certain traumas in our, from our childhood or whatever have you, whatever inferiority complex we're living with within is what's creating the things that we don't want in life. I want to kind of reel it in and put it on another topic, right? Because we're also collectively creating, whether we are conscious of it or unconscious of it. For example, let's say there is a war going on and everybody is putting their energy being against the war, right? Like, I'm anti-war, you know? And everywhere you look, the pendulum is war. So everybody's like riled up, the energy is crazy. No war, we're fighting, we're marching, we're protesting war, right? So collectively, the energy, the vibration is war. And we wonder why it persists and it doesn't change. And as I stated earlier, it's a vibrational thing. The universe, God, does not deal in words. So it doesn't hear, I don't want war. It hears war. That's where the vibration is going, right? That's where everybody's energy is going. And you know that saying, when two or more touch and agree, so shall it be done. So we wonder why all of the things that we are against, the injustices, all of the things that are continuously happening, and we're no more this, no more that, let's march, let's do this, and it's continuing to happen. Why is that? It's because the energy, it's the vibration, it's the attention, and whatever you focus your attention on expands. It's a law. We cannot refute it. We can't negate it. It is what it is. So if everybody is collectively on the same vibration, then what they are protesting is going, it has no choice but to expand, because that's the law, that's the energy, that's the vibration that you're putting out. So in order to manifest and create something different, something that, let's say you do want, then the energy has to be shifted. There has to be a paradigm shift for the collective, right? Because if you're sitting there and everybody is watching the news or they're watching social media and the same thing is circulating over and over and it's stirring up these emotions, because I said emotions and thoughts align, that's a vibration, right? So if your emotions and your thoughts align and then the person next to you and you're all, everybody's just on one side of this pendulum and it's swinging, right? And everybody is hopping on. No, 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 no. No war, no injustice, no this. And everywhere you look, there is injustice, there is war. The same things that we're protesting is happening over and over and over and over again. And it's not going to stop unless the collective stops putting their attention and their vibration there. Now, I'm not saying that we can just go on and ignore what's happening. All I'm saying is that if you want it to change, you have to consciously shift the awareness, shift the attention, shift the focus to that which you want. So if you are anti-war, be pro-peace. You know what I mean? Because if everybody's focusing on peace and that's where the vibration is and that's where the energy is, then you're not, you're adding to that. Now you're on this pendulum. Now you're on this side of the spectrum, right? So you're not feeding this beast anymore. Because how does this beast grow bigger? How does it grow stronger? Through our energy, through our connection to it. And if so many people are connected to it and energetically feeding it, it can never go anywhere. It will never change. And as harsh as that reality may sound, and as many people that might be against what I'm saying, look at the history. If we're continuing to fight the same thing that we've been fighting for centuries, is it safe to say that it's a vibrational thing? I understand how this topic can get under people's skin, because it's like, no, well, if we don't stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything, but you can stand for something, but stand for the thing that you want versus the thing that you don't want. And that's all I'm saying. It's a vibrational thing. It's a frequency thing, right? And people want to go, oh, I don't subscribe to the woo. You can subscribe to it or not. You don't have to believe in manifestation. That doesn't mean that you're not manifesting in every moment. You don't have to believe in gravity, but that'll stop your ass from jumping off of a building, right? You know better. So regardless of if you understand the law or not, it's still there. And if you remove yourself outside of yourself and remove the ego and stop thinking that you know all and that, you know what I mean? Like just get out of your own way. Then maybe you can start to look at the reality of situations from a new vantage point, from a new lens, right? So even if you don't believe that something like shifting the energy and shifting the awareness and the vibration will make any change, like what do you have to lose? Because we see from the history and from experience that the same thing continues to happen no matter how hard we fight it. Actually, it gets worse. It expands. It gets to the place where it's like, damn, everybody's fighting this. Why are everybody fighting this person? And they just seem to continue rising up the ladder. Oh my God, this event, did you see that happen? Oh my, because you're creating it. And I don't mean to be harsh, but it's the reality of the situation. Like, you don't want something so bad that you're literally putting all your energy into it and you're bringing everybody and you're banding everybody together and next thing you know is you have this huge camaraderie of people, of vibrational energy, and everybody is beating the same drum. And what's happening is you think that the other side or the other polarity is being pushed away, but in all actuality, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger because it feeds off energy. And everything that's happening is going to continue pushing and propelling this thing forward. Now you can read into that how you want to read into it, but all I'm saying is vibration creates reality. We are manifesting in every single moment, every waking moment, whether we are conscious of it or unconscious of it. If you're not present, then you are manifesting from the past. If you're not checking yourself and checking your emotions, if you're feeling bad, you're bringing that frequency and that vibration into your future. So in every single moment, we are creating. As long as you understand that, it doesn't really matter what beliefs there are, whether it be any religions or doctrine, whatever, it doesn't matter what you believe in. Energy can, like, you can't deny energy. You can't deny vibration. It is here. It is something that even if you don't understand it, it's just not gonna go anywhere. So what do you do now that you have this information? How do you create the change that you want to see in the world? And that's the question. And my thing is, I ask myself this, and when people ask me about things that's going on in the world or media or news, I don't subscribe to any of that. And you can judge me, you can say whatever you want, but I really don't care, because I understand that this is all a system of control, right? And I understand that whatever I give my energy to, I am creating. So I choose, if there is something, not if, but whatever it is that I choose to believe in, that is where I put my energy. So I don't hop on the bandwagon of any anti-anything. I just don't subscribe to that. And that's just me personally. I'm not telling anybody what to do, but for me, that is how I choose to live my life. Because if I am not being the change that I want to see and giving the energy to the things that I want to see change in the world, then I'm just jumping in and helping everybody create more of what we don't want. And that's not fun, because why are we doing that? But if you look at everything that I said, and you can put it towards anything, I don't care what it is. When it comes to manifesting, when it comes to creation, realize that we are creating in every waking moment of reality. And if we want to change anything within our lives, or even how our energy is affecting everything around us, we have to do it first by looking within and shifting what it is we need to shift within us. Because how do we heal the collective? We heal the collective by healing ourselves. And just imagine if everybody chose to look within and do the work to heal themselves and to stop subscribing to things that they don't want. We literally have the key. We have the key right here in front, like, we not even in front of us, it's within us, right? And we all have the power to do this one thing that will shake the world. It's just up to us to choose whether or not we are going to do the work to do it, right? So let's just do a recap really quick, because I want the people who need this to really get it, because I really want the best for all of us. I want the best. Like, there's no reason why we shouldn't all be living our best lives and doing the most we can for each other, not just for self, but for each other, giving, loving, and spreading that throughout the world, because that is what we're here for, to spread love, to have love and understanding, not to judge each other, not to fight each other, not to have all this imbalance. It's not what we're here for. So, If you didn't get anything from what I said today, the most important thing would be to look within yourself first. Heal what it is that you need to heal. I meditate. That's what I do. And for me, meditation has taught me so much presence and awareness. And that presence and awareness has shown me things within myself that I needed to heal. Where I was looking at parts of my life where I was manifesting things that I didn't want. And I had to understand, like, why am I continuing to attract these certain things? I don't want that. And it wasn't until I was able to look within and to really self-assess and have that painful, that painful conversation within myself that, oh, this is something that you have to change because nobody's responsible for your healing but you, and nobody's coming to save you. Ha, sorry, gigs up. Nobody's coming to save you. But if you do the work, as painful as it might be, oh, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful on the other side of it. Trust me. Trust me. If you don't listen to anything else I said today, go heal. Because healing is so beautiful on the other side. Oh. And the person you become on the other side of healing is everything, because you show up different, you glow different, you talk different, your energy is different, your aura just, you will start attracting things with ease. Like, things will just start coming to you and you'll just be looking like, what's happening? Like, life has been life and in the best way for me lately. What does this mean? And it's because you have healed and you have released that energy and you have cleared out all of that junk, that shit that don't belong. It don't belong with you. So you heal it. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. The relationships change. A lot of relationships might fall off, and that's okay. That's okay, because when you are raising your frequency, when you're raising your vibration, and you do that through healing as well and through awareness, but when you are there, what no longer is in that vibrational resonancy, what's no longer in that vibrational resonance with you will fall away. And you'll get to a place in life where you just start accepting things. You surrender and you realize, like, you know what? There's a bigger plan. There's a bigger purpose. And I might not understand what it is, but I will soon. And when things happen, you just allow them to happen. And understand that everything is happening for me, not to me. I am not a victim. Everything is happening for me. And maybe this seems like a messed up situation and I don't like the way it feels, but what is it trying to show me? What is it trying to teach me about myself? What is this situation or circumstance bringing up within me that I need to address? Because it's not that life's not fair. Life is very fair. You're creating it. So, self-assess. Do the self-inquiry. Look within. Figure out what it is you need to heal. That can be through, like I said, meditation and awareness, or you can try to do therapy if that's just a little bit too challenging for you. If therapy is something that you're just against, find somebody that you trust that's non-judgmental, that's on a vibration that is where you would want to be, and see how they can help. But find some type of outlet. Journal. Oh my God, I journal every day. Like, I don't even know if I want somebody to read my journals, but journal. It is so liberating, right? But when you do these things, then you start getting more in tune and in alignment with who you really are. And I don't mean your thoughts, and I don't mean your feelings or even this vessel. I mean who you really and truly are. And that is that part of you that is never destroyed. That is, it just is. And that's the co-creator within all of us, right? And then two, realizing, once you get to a place where you have done the work to heal and you are being more conscious of your creation, just watching your thoughts, watching your emotions, and being in a space where your vibration is always optimal. And it's not always going to be high vibration. But when you are aware of the triggers, when you are aware of what's coming up within you, when you have that presence, then it'll become a lot easier to spot. So you're not unconsciously creating your next moment. Because when you are conscious of the emotions and the thoughts that are coming up, you can stop it, you can heal it in that moment, and you don't have to go follow it. You don't have to chase it. You don't have to become it. Because by allowing it to just go and flow, and you just watch it, and it heals itself and it goes, and then now it's gone. So you don't have to worry about this creating itself in a different situation for your tomorrow. So that would be my next thing. And then the third thing is, focus your full attention, your awareness, your vibration, your feelings. Everything should be towards that of what it is that you want. And by doing that, it's going to look like you not subscribing to conversations that involve things that you don't want. It's not going to show up as you constantly reading and watching things that are not in alignment with what it is that you want. Because when you are doing those things and you're giving it your attention and your energy, you are creating and you're adding to, you're fueling the pendulum, right? So as hard as it may be to not talk about certain things that's happening in the world, if you don't want it to happen, if you are so against it, take your attention away from it because you're adding to it happening. And as soon as you can accept that reality, then you'll realize, oh shit, Eureka. I have the power. I hope that this message meets you where you are. And even if you don't consciously understand it, it touches somewhere in your spirit and your soul for you to know that there is some truth in it, you know? And I'm not even sitting here saying that I'm all the way right, because I could be wrong. I could be wrong. There's that. But I know what I know. And I'm just hoping that as a collective, we can truly band together and feed our energy and our vibration into what it is that we want to see in this world. And that's it. That's my hope. That's my wish. So I leave you all in love and in light. And I truly, 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 truly wish the best for everybody. And I hope that you all find that love, that abundance, that happiness, that inner peace, that fulfillment that is already within you. You don't have to go searching anywhere for it. It is within you. You don't have to look anywhere externally for what you already have innately within you that has been with you since birth. And with that being said, thank you for joining me today in the Sacred Sanctuary. And until next time.